With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Text us on 0499 736 736.
Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. Welcome to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Welcome to the Form Lounge on a Friday. It's 12 o'clock. It means one thing. It's Form Lounge time. Miles Fitzner with you. All thanks to Dabble, of course. Download the Dabble app and have a dabble today. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Special edition. We got him on the phone last week. He was up at Magic Millions. We thought we'll get him in studio to launch essentially Dabble's involvement with the Form Lounge right throughout the year. He joins us in studio. I speak of at Lord Heath Shaw on Dabble. Hello, Heather.
G'day, Miles. How are you?
I'm well.
Did you choose that music?
That's been my song since I started here, the Midnight City.
Because I'll tell you what, it got me a little bit excited. It is Friday as well, which is very dangerous because you always want to go head off to have a few beers on a Friday afternoon. And music, we know music is the devil, so it's getting me motivated for the weekend.
It's the old Made in Chelsea theme song, I think, too. The old. You ever watch Made in Chelsea?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Hey, what are the chances that you come in studio here at Coventry Street and we've got the 2011 game between you and Essendon on the TV? You had to point out to me that you're on the telly.
Yeah, we'll just have a look.
How'd you go this day?
I don't know. I played 325 games, so I don't exactly know every stat from every single game.
You would know.
I reckon we won this game because Hurdy was coaching, and I don't think they beat us.
No, I don't think they went for
you. No. Yeah. But, yeah, 2011 was a big year. We lost three games for the whole year. One of them was the grand final. All those games were against Geelong.
Really?
There's a stat for you.
Wow. It's probably not a good time to mention I'm a Geelong supporter.
Probably not.
No. No.
Hey, 20-2 is not bad.
It's a big season. I mean, Geelong, Hawthorn did that to them too, didn't they? They were the team to beat. Yeah. Yep. What was that, 08?
07,
08. Yeah, one of those. Hey, yeah, you can join the conversation 0499 736 736 or via the Banter channel. You can watch the show. You can go to the Dabble app. It's up on the Dabble app, and you can see us down the camera, down the screen. You can watch the show on the Dabble app. No ad breaks on the Dabble app, only the ad breaks on SE and Track, of course. So you can jump on, get in the Banter channel, give us your horses that you want us to touch on for the weekend's racing and or sport. Big show coming up too. Tom Inglis, Mitch Lewis, Mitch Abaya, Dean Watling, some absolute jets.
There's some guys on there. That our guests are coming on. There's some guys that I definitely follow on Dabble.
You'd be Dean Watling, Mitch Lewis, wouldn't you? Big time.
Yeah, definitely those two. And I tell everyone, because I'm not a racing expert. I was an AFL expert, but yeah. I'm not a racing expert. So I do love my horse racing. And I'm saying, they say, who should I follow on Dabble? And I skip over Miles Fitzner and I go straight to Dean Watling
and
Mitch Lewis. And Mitch Lewis, he's a little up and coming. He's like SA. He's just sitting over there in SA by himself. He's getting a little following here, and he's tipped me a couple of winners, which I'm very happy about.
Few in off the text. Wombat and Wallen's in too, ready for a huge weekend. He chimes in on the Banter channel. So if you are down the line on the Banter channel, flick us a message. Hey, before we get into Tommy Inglis, he went, four on the card, declared Derry Grove last week. We'll talk about that in a while. But do you want a snapshot of what happened last week?
Well, if you're back winners, I definitely want a snapshot.
Well, here's a bit of a snapshot of what happened last week. We move to Rose Hill. Best bet at Rose Hill. Race 7 at number 12, Naval College.
From the rest, but Naval College is ripping away with the January Cup, going back-to-back in the hands of Jet Stanley.
We move to the Gold Coast. Look, the best on the card is going to be race 11, number 3, Lady Laguna.
Lady Laguna moved up, struck the front. The fillies and mares is all over. Lady Laguna wins it well.
And then we move to race 10, number 1, Jungle Jim.
Jungle Jim in front. Is it me? He's getting close. Jungle Jim's packing enough. He's in front and the favourite wins the last.
I sort of wanted to play 2 at value, which were the 4 and the 5. Golden Boom at 450 and Derry Grove at 750 for me.
I'm with Derry Grove. 3 stars of confidence. Just his last preparation. The penny's dropped. That 750 too, like, it's pretty good odds.
Yep.
Run, Derry Grove, one last thrust. Photo finish. Derry Grove putting a really good dive here at Hell of a Barty.
Big week. Big week, first show in.
I backed two of those four, so I was happy with that.
Tom Inglis, we're going to get to him in a little while. Tom Inglis declared Derry Grove.
Derry Grove.
3-unit confidence for him at $9 it was at the time. Big show.
Jeez, that's good going. Hopefully he's got a couple for us today as well.
Oh, hopefully he does. He's also really, really good in Hong Kong. Really good in Hong Kong. So hopefully we get some mail for him on Hong Kong. If you've got a question on a horse, send us a text and get us in. Hey, before we get stuck in too far, we'll get Tom Inglis up on the line very, very shortly. I think Benny's going to give him a little bit of a buzz. We might go a fraction early if we can. Overall, how are you seeing the racing this weekend? You and I were just talking off air. Flemington, this could be... I had a chat to one of the Gun Form guys too that was just out in the lounge room. Flemington, this could be one of the tougher Flemington meetings I've seen in a long time. And I know it feels like I say that every week, but it is really difficult.
I agree. And I usually have a look at the fields maybe Thursday night, and yep, then Friday I do a little bit of form and see what I want to pick out. But nothing's really jumping out. I must admit, race 7, number 10, Pink Bow Tie. I backed it last start. My mate, the only reason why I backed it is because my mate part owns it. But I think it ran so well last start. I think it's a big show against Jungle Jim this week, who will probably be favourite.
Yeah, I'm sort of leaning towards Jungle Jim. You're leaning to Pink Bow Tie, so we might have to go a little head-to-head special there.
You still owe me a dinner.
I do owe you a dinner.
Yep.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Where was it? What was it? I said something to finish in the top three at odds.
And it ran third.
And it ran third.
Yeah.
We'll figure that
out. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Hey, a man a few of the listeners owe something to. Came on last week, not debut on the form lounge, but debut for 2024. He came on and went bang, landed the four up there on the Gold Coast. This is what he said about Derry Grove.
I sort of wanted to play two at value, which were the four and the five, Golden Boom at 450 and Derry Grove at 750 for me.
I'm with Derry Grove. Three stars of confidence. Just his last preparation. The pennies dropped. Yeah, that 750 too, like, it's pretty good odds.
Yep.
Run, Derry Grove, one last thrust. Photo finish. Derry Grove putting a really good dive here at Hell of a Barty.
Mate, you had a big day up at the Gold Coast. Magic Millions Day is a day to turn it on. I speak of Tommy Inglis. Go follow him on Twitter, Mr. Tommy Inglis. Hello to you, Tommy boy.
Hey, Fitzy, thanks for having me.
Hey, well, of course we'll have you back. You tore it up last week. You destroyed it.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Did you go to the track?
No, I didn't. Look, it's notoriously hot that day, and it's one of the days I'd love to watch at home. It's hard to get a good seat, and it's, you know, packed to the rafters. So I just enjoyed from I was actually at the pub with a mate, but it was a great day.
Couldn't get a gig at the corporates at the track. just had a go with the normal people.
Used to go a lot, but it's just a crowded day, and it's a great day, but I've sort of done my run there. So,
hey Tommy, what are you? I sort of gave you free rein wherever you wanted to go this week. You can be in Hong Kong, you can be Queensland, you can be Sydney. I just need a couple from you for the weekend.
I've got three for you today, Fitzy.
Yep.
Race one at Rose Hill, customised. Look, it was an enormous effort. He was beaten three lengths by Stormboy on debut in a Group 3. Look, he just looked a little bit green as well. And this time he's got, you know, inside draw. And it's always a bit of race experience for those two-year-olds at this time of year. He's the second favourite. Look, the favourites, Switzerland, is obviously going to be a good horse. But I just think with how everything's going to play out, and I just think Customised is going to be the one, Rose Hill race one.
Beautiful. Looking forward to that. And I'm getting a reasonable price for it too in the fours as well on Dabble. Where are you going next?
Next is going to be Eagle Farm race three. Look, I can't split these two. It's going to come down to how much rain we get up in Brisbane tonight. Fortuneer, if it's going to be a soft six or, you know, or better, I think he's the one to go. I just think he's been in unstoppable form. But just being a Rubik, sometimes they don't enjoy the softer ground. So if it's not him, if it's a soft seven or so, I'd go Payline. But yeah, Fortuneer otherwise.
Yeah, little two play there then. If we split the difference, and you've got one other one for us.
Yeah, one up in Hong Kong. He's having his debut.
Here we go.
Four, number six.
I like this.
Rice Companions. Look, he's trialled against some of the best horses in Hong Kong. Look, he almost beat Lucky Swayness down the straight at Sha Tin in the recent trial. He's an enormous horse. He was with Matt Vella. I tried to buy him actually for Hong Kong, and I was underbidder. And Matt's always said he's going to be a group horse, and I just think he's going to look. Hopefully, he's not going to be too short in the market. I'm hoping he's going to be threes or fours, just because it's his first run. But I think he's going to be definitely a good bet on Sunday.
We do have an expert on Dabble. He's called Bonkers for Honkers, so I might have to check with him to see if he
likes. You're checking my expert for your expert.
Yeah, you got to compare the pair. So he's Bonkers for Honkers. It's one of the better names, usernames on Dabble. But I'll check with him and see if they line up.
Tommy, I'm just backing it anyway. Hey, mate, looking forward to having you on the show a fair bit more too. You tore it up last week. A lot of people messaged me and said, can you give me Tom Inglis's number? Because they, after you gave Derry Grove the 3 stars of confidence, I said no, but you can contact him on social media.
Text us on 0499 736 736. Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge on a Friday, 12:40. Miles Fitzner, Heath Shaw. Download the Dabble app and have a dabble today. For free and confidential support, gamblinghelponline.org.au. The boys out the back doing a magnificent job here. Dean Watling very shortly. Few off the text, Trackside Travel we're talking about is Pike back in WA off the Banter channel, which you can go watch the show live via the Dabble app right now. He said too, he's back in the West, is Pike. Trackside Trav's astute, isn't he?
So was it a bit of a wake-up call going to Sydney? And
well, it was the COVID off the back of it and a lot of that too, but he just didn't get the right horses in Sydney. He didn't get the right horses. To people to say that Pike is no good is a myth.
No, I didn't say he was no good. Just didn't get the winners that he usually gets. But
he didn't get the horses either.
Yeah, well, you can't just pick and choose, can you?
Let's ask this man. He's a superstar. He's going to provide us with some multis. If you're not following this man on Dabble, then you're doing yourself a disservice. His name is Dean Watling. He joins us. Dino, you jet.
Good afternoon, boys. It's a pleasure to chat to you on a beautiful Friday. I feel like we're just at the pub, just relaxing, easing into the weekend.
It's not a beautiful Friday down in Melbourne, mate. I'll give you the hot tip.
And Heath and I both don't need any encouragement whatsoever because we're both on the wagon at the moment. So just please don't, Dino. Hey, just quickly on Pikey when he was in Sydney, your thoughts?
Yeah, he was all right. I think Sydney is a lot different to WA in the sense that we've got tight turning tracks where you've probably got to be forward of midfield in a lot of your races, which probably doesn't suit him. I thought he rode well at your Ramwick, your big open surfaces, but that's probably a minority in Sydney. I think he's much better suited over Aspen. I think he sort of said that as well when he went back there, sort of suggested that he couldn't really get his head around the way the tracks played. So I think he's an absolute jet. Is he better suited in WA? Probably. Could he make it in Sydney? I think with a couple of years under his belt, he probably could.
Hey, let's talk about Saturday. Flemington's Wild, Rose Hill, especially early. We just got a push for one in the first from Tommy Inglis for customising race one. I know that you're a dead set trial pervert. What are you liking early? Has he got something out of trial time with Giddy Up with Gareth Hall that you can give us early on in the card?
Yeah, well, I just listened to that, and Tommy made a really good case to customise. It has that in a really good form around Storm Boy, race experience, 1,100 metre start at Rose Hill. It is shoot start. The inside draws up on pace is what you want to be. I don't think it's the best horse in the race, but I think it's got the best setup customised. The two that I could entertain, I think Switzerland is the best horse in the race. Trials have been elite, really well bred, J-Mac in the saddle. I think A12 is a big query, but the one at a big price, Zootastic. I think if this horse was trained by any other trainer in the metro scene, it would be half its price. So it's not a race I'm going to be diving into head first, but if I'm going to dip my toe in, I would be having a little speck each way on the 14, Zootastic at huge odds.
People have that thought, don't they? And it's like the theory, it's around the jockey and the trainer. The odds, if it's a $3 thing and you got J-Mac and Waller or...
Oh, yeah.
It goes down to $2.60,
$2.50. 100%. We saw it with Jamie Carl a little while back. She got overbet massively. And, I mean, J-Mac, even when he was flying, some of the horses he was riding got overbet and started shorter than they should have been.
You know the first time I met Dean Watling?
Yeah.
I went and caught up with him for a coffee in Sydney. And
be Bondi or Bronte somewhere there.
No, we're at Maroubra, and I'm like, I'm thinking, I've never seen him before, and I'm like, all right, so what's he going to look like? He loves his racing and all that. And this guy walks over with the ponytail and the mo. And
he's
a surfer.
Best.
I go, surely this is not the guy.
He's the guy.
And it was the guy. Good looking guy, but I'm just saying he didn't look like a racing tipster. Your typical, like, see Miles here with the slick back hair and the manicured beard that he's got going on then. But they come in every form.
Hey, Dino, we'll get back on the job here. What are you? Do you want to run through just a couple of your best and or a multi at Rose Hill? And then I want to ask you on a couple of horses towards the end.
Yeah, we can run through. I think it's a bit of a skinny meeting. It's in I'll start with a little bit on the track. Soft seven now. The rail's out 3 metres. I'd suggest we get back to a good four by tomorrow. It's a lovely day in Sydney. Hot, windy. So I'll be doing the form for a good four. I've only got two really bets that I'm really keen to dive into. I think race seven, there's a really good bet. Race seven, number seven, Powerful Peg. Really good first start behind Contemporary. Chris Leeds is on an absolute heater this time of the year, and this horse has a great second up record. Has a career peak over the 400 metres at Rose Hill. So I think it's the hardest to beat on the program. And then probably outside of that, Milo and Heath. I think race 10, number four, Centerstone. Comes down from Melbourne, from Queensland, sorry. But I think it's just really well placed here. No real speed in the race. I think from gate to Milo, I think he can just posse up a little bit closer to speed and prove hard to beat. So they're probably the two I'm most keen on in regards to straight out bet.
Very quickly, race eight, number four, Step Aside, I had on top.
Yep, I think it's hard enough to beat. It's probably coming a little bit costly to punters. Do you want to chime into that price? I think that's up to you. I think if you've been on every start, it's pretty hard to butter up again. But I think if you chimed in maybe last start or on Saturday, it's hard enough to beat from a good gate. I thought Special Envoy was the value in that race. There's no real speed, and Waterhouse and Botholes will roll to the front. I think it'll give a sight, and it does feature as a place chance in one of my multis, which we'll touch on in a second.
And one other one, I'm probably stuck with Lyrical Gangster again.
Yep, I think there's
race six
for this horse is there's genuine speed in this race. We know it's a horse that does get back and run on, so maybe what I would do, Milo, is wait and watch the first couple of races before you chime in. The last thing you want to do is chime in today, get to Saturday, and it's an on-pace advantage track, and you know you can't win on Lyrical Gangster. So maybe wait race one, two, and three. I don't think it'll firm dramatically, but I agree it's on top for me in race number six over 2,400.
Is it our Kobe Sun on top, but short enough?
Yeah, exactly. It obviously got beaten by Tim Tookie last start. You'd think you'd probably get closer in the market, but they've gravitated towards our Kobe Sun. Hard enough to beat. Another race that I'll probably wait and see what the market does late. But I think we might get a touch better for our Kobe Sun come Saturday. So if you do like it, I think we can maybe butter up on Saturday night.
And did you give Prince of Pesa any hope? I tipped that as a value last week in the last, and I thought it sort of came up an each-way price here. I know you had another horse on top, but I sort of thought it might have found the race here, third up.
Yep, Joe Pride can train any of us at the moment. He'd train you to win a marathon, Gareth said, Milo.
I like it.
That's a sledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's a sledge inside a sledge. I think it's a big chance. Love Pride. He was a little bit bullish of this horse last week. I know he scratched out of the race to run his other runner, which come out to win. So gate one, Nash on, Joe Pride, and there's been strong money. Whenever the money is sniffing around for that camp, as a punter, you must take note.
So repeat your best there for us at Rose Hill.
Yep, my best bet, race seven, number seven, Powerful Peg, and probably the next best is race 10, number four, Centerstone. It's all on the double up. I've got a couple of little place multis and a two, a little sneaky one at Kembla Grange. Local track this weekend, boys. I'll be heading out there for the first four races. A couple of nice maidens that I want to chime into.
So all your multis will go up. You've had a pretty good run with the multis of late on your profile.
Yeah, we've been around the mark. I think we had a one on Wednesday, missed by one. So I like to throw them in a couple of place multis, especially on a day like today in the off-season. I think you can get a little bit of value if you add them all up. You don't have to go too wide or too aggressive, and hopefully it can complement our best bet well on the weekend.
Dino, appreciate you as always. You're a jet. Look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks, fellas. You too. Behave for the rest of the day, please.
Dean Watling, go follow him. Speaking of missing by one leg, did you see, like, on Wednesday?
Yes.
The eight-legger.
Yes, I saw that.
Aiming ran fourth.
And
the three-leg win multi, DMRK ran second. I nearly vomited.
Your comments in there. You went early. Go, we're going all right here. You went in the comments.
No, did like, you see the one? Did you see the one the week before where the bloke chimed in and the dabblers got him? He said, I wish we could lay all these. And I said, well, you can. And then everyone chimed in and said, hope this bloke laid it. Yeah. It landed at 19th.
See that centre stone? I told you. Look, Dean, there's your J-Mac and there's your Waller.
Well, I'll take you on with that. I'm with Prince of Pessa each way in the last.
All right. Well, that's our first dinner date there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already owe you dinner.
Yeah, so that'll get you back to even.
Now you're going to bring Dids or something or Swanee. They've got to pay for them too.
Oh, don't worry. I get to choose who comes. Yeah, that's for sure. It's usually a big crowd too.
Not far off the news. I wanted to touch on, I think Lucky chimed in off the text. He wanted to know about Tribeca in race 8 at Eagle Farm. Wasn't a race I really was keen on participating in. Tribeca Star, it was. Centerstone had been scratched from that race. In fact, wild here. Storm the Fortress for Jimmy Orman and the Edmonds camp has been supported early in from $5. I think ready as ever for Robbie Heathcote. He's flying at the moment too. Robbie Heathcote and Mickey Rodd is a chance too. So I'd sort of be 10 and 14, probably just in front. But, I mean, Matty Dunn, stables airborne, especially after Derry Grove last week. So if you've got a question on a horse, so they can just whack it in the banter channel.
They certainly can. There's a bit going on in there.
What is going on in the banter channel? For those that don't know on SEN Track, on the Dabble app, you can hit the banter channel and you can just discuss as a community or also watch the show.
You can talk to us or just talk to each other. That's the best thing about it.
Well, that's the whole idea, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Pretty much.
It's a community.
It wasn't a bad idea. Hey, I came up with it. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it yours?
No.
let's go to the news for those on the Bandit channel. We'll get to you in the ad break. Just flick on over. Back in a moment.
Text us on 0499 736 736. Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge. Miles Fitzner, Heath Shaw. Download the Dabble app. If you're on SEN Track right now, just download the Dabble app. Flick over on the stream and you can watch us straight down the line. Hello to you. Make sure you always gamble responsibly for free and confidential support. Visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. You mentioned this man off the top of the show, Mitchy Lewis. You love following him on Dabble.
We've got a connection, but we've never met.
I think, well, we went to primary school together.
Oh, you did?
And Mitchy Lewis, yeah.
So you went to primary school together. Were you talking about punting when you're in primary school?
No, probably. He was probably talking about punting me. I got bullied a fair bit as a kid.
Tell me what for.
I think I used to be called Moonface when I was Moonface. I had a red big round head.
I can't tell why. I have no idea why they would call you Moonface.
It happens. I don't like bullies too much. Hey, but this man, he's flying. I think he was third in the great tip-off last year overall media tits. Like, he's airborne. He had a massive, massive year. On Dabble, you can follow his multis. Mitch Lewis, hello to you, my friend.
Hello, boys. It's good to join you. Yeah, the old schoolyard. I reckon you're a bit bigger than me, Milo. You were probably picking on me, I'd say. I was only a young, small tucker.
Yeah, certainly. I didn't pick on anyone. I was the one getting picked on. But, hey, mate, Gawler, Flemington, Rose Hill, Eagle Farm, Ascot. I know you sort of probably concentrate between Victoria and South Australia. What do you make of the two cards? They're pretty, fair to say, they're not great.
No, it looks interesting enough, but that's what you get for this time of year. I'll tell you what I've done, though, at Gawler. It's going to be pretty warm there at Gawler, and it tends to be pretty leader bias when it gets like that. The rail gets pretty hot, so I've got three at Gawler, mapping them to go forward. So if we're right and it's a hot track, I think we can make some money there at Gawler on tomorrow.
Beautiful. What do you like?
Well, first one comes up, race 3, number 1, Apache Star. So a bit of value about this horse. Won over this track and trip last start and then put a bad one in when it was favourite last time. So if we forgive that run, barrier 2, so going to go forward, be on the rail, and you could probably even play it each way. You're going to get the same price, the place, as the fave. So I think Apache Star is going to be in that right position and going to make its own luck out in front. I think it's a good little value player to kick us off there.
Perfect. What next?
Next one, I will go to race 5, number 1, Jackson Ice. So this is probably the best race there, I should say. Sorry. So you've got Press Down and Rockstar Megzy. They're definitely the dangers, but they're going to be a little bit back. And Jackson Ice will probably go forward, sit outside, portation. Same sort of thing. Track and distance, he's 3 starts, 1, 2, and 2nd in the other. I like the setup for him here, 3rd up. I reckon he can knock those 2 fancied runners off.
And anything else there, or do you want to go to Flemington?
Oh, you know that I like doing this to myself. I say I can be a real sicko.
Paul, hang on, we're careful. We're on radio here.
I'm going again on race 7, number 2, Zabella. This setup is better for Zabella, I reckon. On a track that's going to favour a horse out in front. She's 3rd up now. Last chance for me. So she gets a run here today. tomorrow, I should say.
All right, Flemington, Heater will tell you whether he likes them or not. What do you got there? Because it's tough.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done at Flemington. I threw up on my dabble. I had a bet in race four on number three, Spicy Margs, because they're offering a cashback to third for their first coffee only.
Now, race
three and four.
Race three. Cashback to third. What have I got there? Three Spicy Margs.
You do.
Line up, Mitchie Lewis.
You obviously jumped on the dabble app, saw that, and then copied Mitch.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? It'd be smart too, Heath.
That's smart. That's smart thinking.
And the listeners out there, it's cashback too. It's not even a bonus, but you're getting cashback. So if you get, there's only the one copy, isn't it? Last I checked, mine was, you snooze, you lose. Someone's already gone up there and grabbed it. So bad luck. Sorry. got to be quicker. So you're going to have to follow me to get that one early. I put that up this morning and she's been snaffled up. So there you go. But that's a good little promotion there. So,
because it will be a tough day at Flemington as well. So races three and four, cash back up to third. So it's not a bad little. We do it every week. Depends, like we mix it up where we do it. But today, this weekend's at Flemington.
Hey, Mitchie, I'm saddling up into Spicy Margs each way there, but I'm saddling up into Jungle Gym again.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, I'm against you. I reckon Ray Magnerio can get the job done in that race. So I reckon he's a little progressive type that they could have went to the Standish, but they're building him through his grades. It's between those two, but I reckon Ray could knock you off in that race.
And tell me, are you with Wigham in the last? I think you might be. I'm with Mornington Glory.
No, I am with Wigham. He ran a pretty good time.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Down the straight. Yeah, well, he's good fresh. He likes the straight. He blitzed in Melbourne Cup Day on the clock, so I think he can do it again. But look, he might not win, but I've got 250 to play, so I reckon that's a pretty good bet.
Mornington Glory, bit of star power in that ownership group there.
Shane Crawford.
And I think Gil McLaughlin might have...
You said owns. Star.
Well, he's a brother of a star.
Brother of a star.
He's become a star through his brother.
He's the boss, brother of a star.
And that's like my brother. He became a star after I became a star.
Really? Your brother was a star in his own right?
Yeah, his own right, but... You know who's a better one?
Hey, Mitchie, have you got a quick multi for us, Mitchie?
Yeah. So you don't need your pens or anything here. You can just go to Mitch Lewis FGB to find it. So
I'll quickly roll through it. Good boy.
Seven leg multi. Kiko, race three, number 10 at Flemington. Gawler, race three, number one, Apache Star. These are all to place as well, sorry. Flemington, race five, number four, Tim. Flemington, race seven, number three, Ray Magnerio. Gawler, race seven, number two, Zabella. Gawler, race 8, number 1, Mighty Sapphire, and Flemington, race 10, number 2, Wigan. But if you wanted to play a safe option, I've got a $4.61 that's Apache Star, Tin, Ray Magnerio, and Sabella all to place. That gets you $4.60.
Love that from you, mate. We'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a good weekend and good luck, punters.
Mitchie Lewis, you can go follow him. He's a star.
He is, and I think with all these guys that are coming on, they're very disciplined in their betting, which is great, and they're very responsible with that. They map it out. They wake up in the morning, they tick all the boxes, and then they just go with what they have, and I like that. I'm not like that.
Couple off the text. Flemington race four. This is a text on the SEN track line, 0499-736-736. It came in from Lachlan in Officer. Flemington race four, Osmar. Well, you heard before, I'm with Spicy Margs. And then the 1 and 7, I've got to make sure I'm on... the right race. Race four, the 1 and 7 were saved. So that was Steffi, Magnetica and Osmar if you wanted to, but Spicy Margs each way. And then Flemington race 9, Elkington Road. I think I was with the 11 each way there. British Columbia at $17.
I looked at that just before.
Yeah, and I'm going to save Bel Air. So I'm backing British Columbia each way and saving Bel Air. It can win that. It's overpriced.
I thought it was too, and I looked at it. I was like, I just don't know.
But let's go quickly to, do you want to do the weekend snapshot then? Let's get into the weekend snapshot here for Dabble.
On Fitzy's Form Lounge, the weekend snapshot. Bet with Miles on Dabble. Download the app today. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
All right, weekend snapshot. We'll make it Flemington since we're in there anyway, and we're going to talk Flemington. That'll be probably the close enough to the main race meeting. Really quick look, did you have anything that you liked in race 1, 2 or 3?
No.
Well, race 1 for me, can't hit Bermudez, super artsy, can't trust it. Race 2, Galileus I think should be winning race 2. I know it's $2.10, but it should be winning that. Agree-ish?
Honestly, I didn't even look at the first three.
All right. And race three, I was with the 9, Shame, in race three for Cliffy Brown. I think it might find its race here. You're going to get sort of an each-way price about it. Race four, we mentioned Spicy Margs. I'm Spicy Margs each way. What do you like there?
I like the 1, Osmar, as well. Yep. Like a dolphin. Although I think it's obviously first up, but we'll see how it goes.
Now, race 5, can you pile into Kin again? I know Gareth Hall on Giddy Up this morning was saying horses that continually let you down. I mean, Kin always gets bet.
Well, it doesn't have winning form, so it's like it's an interesting one. It's probably better than him, but it's got to prove it, doesn't it? It's got to win the race.
Do you have a horse that in your mind where you go, geez, I've just kept backing it and it kept going under?
Yeah. Can you remember? There's plenty of them, and it happens pretty much every weekend. And I get it's sometimes it's the head versus the heart sort of setup, and
you
feel bad
chase.
If you don't back the one that you love, even though you know it's probably going to be a donation.
Yeah, probably a donation. I'm going to stick with maybe even Sans Doot there, I think, but don't like the race. Race 6, no bet. It is wild. Anything can win that.
I like the 1.
You the Zamborghini?
Yeah.
Matty Laurie?
I don't think – it won 2 starts back at Moonee Valley. Last start finished 3rd, but I just think Flemington will suit it a lot better.
I'm massive on I leave Moonee Valley form out. I don't look at it in a form line at all, ever.
Yeah, that's why I was like – even though it won 2 starts back, I thought didn't really suit it, but it's still I think Flemington will.
Jungle Jim for me, race 7. And you, I know Mitchie's with Ray Magnerio, and you're with Pink Bow Tie.
Pink Bow Tie.
Oh, look out.
Just go back and watch last start. Just
wait,
go
if
back.
Pink Bow Tie wins and the other two go under, geez, you've got to hear about this.
That's $9.50. I might even come back into the studio next week.
Race 8, where was I? No bet here for me, wild.
Nothing.
Race 9, I was with the 11 each way. Like I mentioned, British Columbia, and then I'll save Bel Air.
I've had a little bit on He's Our Bonneville each way.
And race 10, Mornington Glory for me. Mitch is with Wiggum, and you are with?
I was going Mornington Glory just for the star power.
Love it. And that is our weekend preview snapshot.
Download the Dabble app and have a dabble today. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Quick break here on the Form Lounge. Miles Fitzner, Heath Shaw. Download the Dabble app. You can watch us. You can say g'day in the Banter channel. We're going to chat to them in the ad break right now.
Text us on 0499 736 736.
Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Well, welcome back. Form Lounge, thanks to Dabble. Dabble up and have a dabble today. Miles Fitzner, Heath Shaw. This is the best greyhound analyst in the business. His name's Mitch Abaya. Hello to you, Mitchy baby.
Hello, Fitzy. Hello, Heather. Good to be joining you. And I'm, hopefully going to be supplying a few winners.
That's what we want from you, my friend. Now, I did hear, though, too, you make 100 the other day.
I did. Made 100 in cricket 2 weeks ago and then came out last week and made 7 off 7 balls. So, anyway, cricket's a funny game, but, yeah, good to get to get a
ton
under the belt.
What grade are we talking here? Because you can make 100
in
D grade, or you can make 100 in A grade. What grade are we talking about?
Nah, playing in the ones, playing the Ringwood District Cricket League, which is probably one of the best local leagues around. So just under Premier Cricket, and yeah, it's a pretty good standard. We're part of a pretty good league. So currently sitting top of the table, which is nice, and hopefully a few more runs left for the season.
You just knock them out of the park. Speaking of knocking them out, righto. Greyhounds tips, please, if we can.
Yep. Gee, what
my boys.
Can
yeah, buddy.
Hillsville. One of my favourite tracks around. Race 8, number 8, rearview mirror. $3.50 into $1.95. Loves a white draw. Class above these. Should get a nice card across into the race. So race 8, number 8, rearview mirror.
Yep.
Then we go to a later race. Race 11, number 7, Out and Dreaming. $3.70 and $2. Was $5 earlier in the day. Another greyhound that loves Hillsville. Should be scouting down the outside fence and be awfully hard to hold out, especially each way. Even money, the place is very nice. Then we'll go to tonight. We've got the heats of the Traralgon Cup. Let's go to heat number 2, which will be race 4, number 2, Starline Express. $1.90, one last time out. This greyhound just goes to the front and wins. It's one of the best short courses or 450-metre dogs around. So race 4, number 2, Starline Express. And then we'll go to probably the best bet on the day is race 5, number 8, Pass the Buck. The $1.75, slightly on the drift. This greyhound will be awfully hard to beat for the whole series, let alone a team. So drawn beautifully, race 5, number 8, Pass the Buck.
Race 5, number 8. Hey, on the Banter channel, they've chimed in. Kiwa said that's a fair league to turn up in. So, yeah, they must rate the cricket. love that from you. Hey, mate, you drive safe. We'll boot these greyhounds home. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day and happy punting this weekend.
Mitch Abaya, there's no better on the greyhounds in the country. There's no better.
I should have messaged him when we had the Dabble had their Christmas party at Broadmeadows.
Did that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's where I was going to come.
It was.
How did that end up? It rained, didn't it?
It did. It absolutely poured down, but we're obviously inside. But it was a great day. Like, everyone was there. We had about 60-odd people there.
I think
it's the busiest Broadmeadows has been on a Friday night for a while, but it was really good fun, and it's a good setup out there. A
few people asking if I'm going to the SEN party this afternoon. I'll go out there and say good day to Sporting Globe. SEN's 20 today, Heater.
20?
20th wow. birthday.
What were you like when you were 20?
Pretty
what
wild.
What were you doing? What were you doing?
I was a stock agent in Hamilton. I was a stockie. I was a livestock agent.
Gee, that sounds wild.
Yeah, it was. It's other things. Hey, we're going to go to a break. On the other side of this, we're going to come back. Best bets of the weekend. I've got two multis I've put up. We're going to chat to the Banter channel. I'm going to run you through what I like for the weekends. Not a lot, but there's a few at value I think we can play. Back right after this.
Text us on 0499 736 736.
Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Text us on 0499 736 736.
Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Welcome back to the Form Lounge, Miles Fitzner, Heath Shaw, all thanks to Dabble. Now, everything that you see here today, you can get on the Dabble profiles. Mine, Heath's, Mitch Lewis, Dean Watling, you name it, go and grab, just go and hit it and go and follow. I'll have most of the rest of some of mine up tomorrow, but there's already a couple of multis up now, but best bet time.
And the funny thing is, a lot of mine will be based around Lewis, Miles, Wally. And Dean. So that's easy.
Well, what have you got? You've got one at Geelong today first. Let's get stuck into that.
I do. Race 3, number 3, Magnolia Lodge.
Right. Race 3, number 3, Magnolia Lodge.
Yes. I'm pretty sure opened at 12s and is now into 5.
I've got one at the Sunshine Coast tonight, race 4.
Yep.
Sir Joe, number 3, Sir Joe each way. So it's at 8:30. It's
I'll be in bed by 8:30.
It's like hell. I'm with Sergio there. More place heavy there. But it's been gilded and it does have form. Now, best bets. Tomorrow, what are your best bets?
Well, my best bet at Flemington, I'm just gonna give you one.
Yep.
And that is Pink Bowtie.
Pink Bowtie is
race
your best.
Race 7, number 10. If you want to be careful, if you want to be safe, go each way because you're gonna get $10. And if you jump on the Dabble app, you might be able to boost that even higher.
These will be up. Eagle Farm, I've got a value play. I am going to have a little nibble on race 7, number 5, Emperor. Not a best and not in the multi, but that's one at Eagle Farm I'm going to play. Ascot, the two best at Ascot. Race 3, number 3, the lady is a vamp. And wait for this. This is the best on the Ascot card. Race 6, number 9, upper limits. So race 3, number 3, race 6, number 9, upper limits, and the lady is a vamp. Rose Hill. Step Aside is going to be the best.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, that's one of the only ones that sort of jumped out at me.
And Step Aside and Lyrical Gangster, they're probably the two there. And I just realised one of my legs didn't go up in my multi, but that's okay.
You can just back it. I've got one tomorrow off the beaten track.
Yeah.
At Camperdown.
Yep.
Race 1, number 7. It's on debut.
And is this on your Dabble profile?
It will be up this afternoon.
And then Flemington, my two, are Jungle Jim and Mornington Glory. But this is what I've done. Multi-time, right? Have we got some sort of, like, noise or something out there? Like, is there any button you can press, Jules? Have we got, like, a ding or a something?
What's a multi-noise, you reckon?
I don't know. That'll do. Yep. That's where you walk into the butcher and he's gone out the back and there's no one there and you get me a steak, would you? Right, five-leg place multi. So Rose Hill, race 6, number 5, Lyrical Gangster. Flemington, race 7, number 1, Jungle Jim. Ascot, race 3, number 3, Lady is a Vamp. Race 10 at Flemington, number 6, Mornington Glory. And race 6, number 9, Upper Limits. About $11. And then the three-leg win multi, Jungle Gym, Step Aside, Upper Limits. Upper Limits, I know Toddy will be listening in. Hello to you, my friend. We'll have a little nibble on the West.
And that's up on your profile as well.
Yep. So I'll do that. The two multis are up. My confidence level to be what, 40%, I suppose, 50%? It's a pretty bad day. It's not a great day, is it?
Oh, it's not. And I thought that, like, the weather today is not really going to have an impact tomorrow in Melbourne because it's going to be 30, I think, tomorrow. But the track won't change from a good track. So, I'll be looking at yours late too. I love your late at Ascot, your late mail at Ascot.
Yeah, did you see the one at Pinjarra, the Wild Bell into Esprit Garcon?
I copied that.
And then the other day too, like, we took the Otago High Security Top 4. That was turning Otago $1.40 or $1.50 into $3.20. That was just money for jam. We were talking in the break about some other things too. We'll save that for next week or for on a banter stream. Hey, someone's asking for Mitch Bayer's two best at Hillsville, race 8, number 8, and race 11, number 7. Aces markets, dabble, get on. Only bookie that does them.
Through the whole tournament, they're there. So jump in. And some are pretty easy to get.
Are they? But gamble responsibly?
Yes.
What are you really gambling with? Free confidential sport. Visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. This has worked well, I think. Let us know what you think in the banter stream, if you're watching us on the app. Know. We do need some feedback. Maybe not on my hair.
First time I've done my hair for radio.
You've done your hair?
Yeah.
You actually did it.
I got a haircut.
You're kidding.
But these headphones.
You paid for it too?
Of course.
You're asking for cashback like your Flemington races 3 and 4. Cashback. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you, mate.
Stay with us for Trackside. The boys are down at Portsea.